another episode. My name's Edie and this is Autistic Girl World. I just wanted to say, first of all, two things. One, very sorry for not being able to get that episode out last week. I planned on it, but it just didn't work out, and I had a lot of other issues as well. My app wouldn't work, it was a mess, so I had to, you know, leave that behind, so very sorry about that. The second thing is, I will be taking a break over Christmas because I want to spend the time celebrating with my family, but I will be right back after the holidays. So, without further ado, let's begin. Today's episode is about masking, and I don't mean the COVID kind. So, what is masking? Well, it's the action of repressing one's autism, often to appear more socially normal. This can be done accidentally or more likely on purpose, and it's usually shown in neurodivergent girls, which is part of the biggest reasons why we are often not diagnosed sooner. So why am I talking about this? Well, because masking makes you feel awful and it affects a lot of us, especially the girls, as I said before. But people don't really discuss it that often. I mean, imagine hiding this big part of you, this big part of what makes you up, day in and day out, because of etiquette? It seriously burns you out and can actually cause a lot of serious mental health problems. In fact, studies have shown that a lot of autistic girls actually form mental illnesses such as OCD or social anxiety as a kind of protection from the burnout and the trying to be social. And obviously it falls through because neither are good things to have in your life. I remember being young, from the ages of around 4 to 5 and about 8, so around 4 years, and in my primary school I was bullied for 4 years straight by my entire class just for my undiagnosed autism. And so I remember thinking, well, they want me to be more like them, more normal, so if I pretend to be like them, they'll like me. And so I got to work, well, researching, okay, listening to how my peers discuss things so I can copy them and get the same response. So I started pretending to be neurotypical. The problem with this is that children are a lot smarter than you would think, and as you would assume, they saw straight through me and taunted me even more. I mean, what was worse than a weird kid pretending not to be weird? Not only was I exhausted every day, but my supposedly genius plan made everything even worse. I've heard a lot of adults tell children to just be normal, but you have to understand that it causes so much more pain to bottle up something as amazing as autism for people who really aren't deserving of your greatness. You'll find people who accept you eventually. I did. My friends don't care that I have autism. In fact, they help me every day with my advocacy, constantly liking and following. Never change, no matter how much you want to. It really isn't worth it.